Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Sam Atwood. He is the Media Relations Manager for the South Coast Air Quality Management District. Thank you for joining me today, Sam. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me on the show, Stephen.
We're going to be talking about the South Coast Air Quality Management District's Check Before You Burn program. But first of all, tell us a little bit about the AQMD and what is its purpose.
The South Coast Air Quality Management District is the clean air agency for much of Southern California, and we have a mandate under federal law to reduce air pollution so that we meet federal clean air standards, and essentially everyone has healthy air to breathe.
What is the Check Before You Burn program, and when is it in effect?
The Check Before You Burn program is in effect from November 1st until the end of February, each fall and winter. And what it does is on days when we are forecasting poor air quality, we ask that residents not burn wood in their fireplaces or any outdoor fire pit or chiminea they might have. And the reason is simple: to protect public health and to prevent the further deterioration of air quality on these winter days when it's already not healthy.
Now, why is wood smoke so harmful to our air quality?
Well, wood smoke contains thousands of different pollutants. Some of them are toxic. Some of them are the same cancer-causing toxins as are present in secondhand cigarette smoke. So any smoke is not healthy. And when you think about it, you rarely see sources of pollution these days where you can actually see visible smoke. But one of the exceptions to that is wood smoke. So it's something that, we've all been, taught, or it's ingrained that wood smoke is natural and even smells good, but in fact it's harmful to breathe.
Now, what is a no-burn day, and how does the AQMD alert residents not to burn wood?
A no-burn day is a 24-hour period from midnight one day to midnight the next day. And during that time, residents, again, are prohibited from burning wood in their fireplaces. And that would include manufactured fire logs that typically are made of, paraffin or oil. We get the word out through the news media, through our website, and through something called Air Alerts, where anyone can sign up at airalerts.org to receive an email to let you know when we are declaring these no-burn days.
Well, what constitutes a no-burn day? Are there specific weather conditions?
There is a criteria in one of our regulations, and without going into the parts per million and so on, basically, when we're forecasting that the air quality is going to be unhealthy for particle pollution, fine particulate pollution, that's when we declare a no-burn day. Now, most people are familiar with summertime smog conditions, which is due to ground-level ozone. But in fact, we also have a wintertime air quality problem that is primarily due to this fine particulate pollution. And a lot of times this can occur when we have stagnant conditions. There's, very little, if any, wind. Sometimes it's when we have a marine layer with a little bit of humidity that can actually enhance the formation. So there are certain weather conditions, also ones that can create a low-level atmospheric inversion that basically create a lid on the pollutants and allow the concentrations to build up to unhealthy levels.
How are you able to forecast that ahead of time?
Well, just as weather forecasters, forecast in advance, our meteorologists look at weather forecasting models. They look at the current levels of air pollution from our more than 35 permanent air monitoring stations. So it's a bit of art and science, relying both on computer modeling as well as the meteorologist's experience to come up with an air pollution forecast for the following day.
So they're looking at this, a couple of days in advance, a week in advance, to predict these no-burn days?
Typically, it's just one day in advance. We do air quality forecasts 365 days a year, and usually that is just for one day in advance. Sometimes on the weekend, it will be for 2 days.
Why is it so important for our environment and our health that we don't burn wood on these no-burn days?
It's really important that residents are aware of the no-burn alerts and that they don't burn wood if they have a wood-burning fireplace, because it makes a big difference. Southern California is not a place where most people burn wood to stay warm. It's more for comfort and ambiance. But because we have such a large population and so many homes, older homes have wood-burning fireplaces, this can create up to 5 tons a day of this fine particulate pollution. And just to put that in a little bit of context, that's more than 3 times the particulate pollution from all of the power plants in our region. So it is a significant source of air pollution. It does impact public health. And it's something that, you as an individual can do to really help protect the health of your family, your neighbors, and your community.
Are there any hazardous effects to wood-burning particulates?
So wood smoke from, burning wood in your fireplaces, it can cause throat and eye irritation. It can aggravate asthma and trigger other respiratory conditions. And breathing, high levels of particulate matter over a long period of time can lead to even more serious health problems.
Okay, so you're going to take away our fireplaces. What do you suggest residents do in place of using their fireplace?
So, first of all, we're not taking away anyone's fireplace.
Okay.
This is only done, again, on days when we're forecasting poor air quality. So, as an example, last winter we had tons of rain, and we only had 8 days that were no-burn days for the entire season. Prior years, we would have, perhaps 20 days. So your second question, what can be done as an alternative? If a resident has a fireplace, and I had this in my home, that has a gas pipe that goes to it, and this is pretty common in homes of a certain vintage, the gas pipe was put in to, basically ignite the wood logs. You can very easily convert that to a gas-burning fireplace. In other words, permanently convert the wood-burning fireplace to one that has natural gas logs. And, like anything, these natural gas log sets have come a long ways. They might have, looked kind of cheesy and fake and, 20 years ago. But nowadays, they look very, very realistic. They provide, close-up heat, and they're fantastic as far as not having the hassle of dealing with wood and the resulting ashes and stuff that has to be cleaned up.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to clean up a gas fireplace. I know that's what we did with our fireplace. We converted it to gas logs, and we love it. It seems to give off the same effect. So we just want to let everybody know you are not taking away our fireplace. You can still convert it to gas, but you can still burn wood just as long as it's not a no-burn day, correct?
Exactly.
I know the area that I live in, a lot of residents have fire pits, but does it look like the use of fireplaces and residential fire pits will be a thing of the past in order to maintain air quality in the future?
So when we do have a no-burn day, it does apply to outdoor fire pits as well as your indoor fireplace. So that's number one, is it is prohibited to burn in an outdoor fire pit during a no-burn day. Will they become a thing of the past? Probably not, because we really have made a lot of progress in reducing this kind of pollution. And a lot of it has been, not just cleaning up businesses and industry, but also cleaning up trucks, big rigs on the road. So, looking toward the future, we're not planning any, you know, anything in addition to the current requirement we have for no burn days when we forecast poor air quality.
Now, this is kind of a general question about air quality. I know about 20 years ago, air quality in Southern California was pretty substantial. How has that improved over the last 20 years?
So air pollution has declined dramatically, and air quality has improved dramatically over the past 20-plus years. And, you know, anyone who has lived here for that long, you know, will instantly tell you that because, you know, for example, in the Inland Empire, you know, 20, 30 years ago during the summer, you could not see the mountains.
That's correct.
You could rarely see the mountains. And it's just the reverse nowadays. It's, you know, more the exception than the rule that you cannot see the mountains, you know, due to air pollution. And so that's, you know, that's just a visual cue. And a lot of people will tell you that, you know, they can feel the difference as well. So air quality has improved dramatically. However, we still have a long ways to go. The federal government looks at medical studies periodically. And, you know, usually when they review medical studies, what they find is that we've been underestimating the health effects of air pollution. So they set a more stringent standard, and that means we have more work to do. Just as an example, this past summer, which was, you know, quite hot and did bring a lot of smoggy days, we had over 140 days of unhealthy air quality in one area or another. And to meet our target, you know, that has to get down to just a handful.
What is it that the AQMD is doing that is affecting this, that's making the air quality better?
So the improvements in air quality, and it's really, you know, a tremendous success story here in California. And it has to do with reducing emissions from virtually every source. And our agency has jurisdiction over businesses. But we work in partnership with the state Air Resources Board that has set, you know, very tight emission standards for vehicles. So when you look at the progress in air quality improving, it has to do with, you know, cars getting much, much cleaner. Trucks are starting to get cleaner. Businesses, even personal care products, you know, like hairspray, have had their emissions reduced. So it's pretty much across the board, and now, you know, we're looking at things like trucks that still need, you know, a lot of work in reducing emissions, and some of the other, you know, some of the, you know, more tough nuts to crack, so to speak, in terms of emissions, like ocean-going ships. Those cause a lot of emissions, but they're tough to regulate.
As we close here, where can residents go to learn more information regarding the Check Before You Burn program?
Our main website is aqmd.gov for government, and residents to go directly to our Check Before You Burn page can go to aqmd.gov/CBYB for Check Before You Burn.
Okay, Sam Atwood, Media Relations Manager for the South Coast Air Quality Management District. Thanks for joining me today, Sam. Lots of great information. I'm sure everyone enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.